Okay. Sorry about that.
Were we able to get our Friday samples or
not? Not yet. No. They're going to go out tomorrow.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting, board workshop of the Board of Trustees of Kenya TOISD. It is July the 19th. It is 6:17 p.m. And Tony, could you please call roll?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here. And with the board's permission, we'd like to move B to A and A to B under number two.
Fine.
Is that fine with everyone? Okay. So we will, and that brings us then to 2B, Tony.
Item 2B is discussion and possible action regarding new pre-K school architecture design.
Before I introduce the architects, we had a great meeting last night. We had a combined CBAC community meeting, public meeting. We had about 25 people here. Give or take. Most of the conversation was extremely positive, and everybody really liked the large majority of the design features of the school. We also have posted this on our Facebook page and have gotten really nothing but very positive comments there as well, so we really feel like we're moving in the right direction. We have limited now from our meeting on Monday night with the board, and our public meeting last night, and then also the Facebook comments. We've gone ahead and eliminated from, what's the word, competition, the option two. And we have to show you tonight and to review one last time, at least in a workshop setting, options one and options three. Option one, D1 and D3. D1 is the one with the cone in the front, and D3 is the one that's the more hill country look with all the heavy stone. The one that had all the glass that looked like an office building, we really haven't had anyone really stand up for that one. So to simplify matters, we've put that one aside. Now, they have brought those drawings. If any board member does want to look at number two again, we can pull them out, but the way it's going, it's looking like one and three. And to be totally fair, the voting and the discussion seems also, even beyond that, to center on option one with the cone in the front and the kind of the computer hut on the side. And that's kind of where we are. Our goal, and it is a goal because it is up to the board and in your discretion, but our goal is to move toward full approval of the design of the building on Monday night at the regular board meeting. If we meet that goal, that means that tonight is the last time the board has the opportunity to interact with the architects and administration. Jennifer's here in the back. And about any specific design features that you would like to see added, deleted, changed, or anything like that. The goal is to then, over the weekend and tomorrow, have the architects fix any last minute items and then bring it back for full approval on Monday night. That's the goal. Of course, you are the board. If you choose to lengthen that, that is at your discretion. However, I will let you know that as far as our original timeline, we are already about 3 weeks behind schedule, which isn't an incredibly long amount of time to be behind schedule, but it is 3 weeks. So if we can't get it done on Monday night, we're just lengthening the time to move into the next phase. Does anyone have any general questions of administration before we start with the presentation? Yes?
I have one general question. Well, it'll be in the presentation. Has anybody contacted our maintenance people
to Carl bring them into the loop? Carl can talk significantly about the programming that has gone forward, as can Jennifer. Jennifer, for this part, why don't you kind of come up here to the front? And I'll let Carl address that issue. Thank you.
We have had two programming meetings with the maintenance personnel. They have not seen these drawings. So, and we've received input in a lot of their inputs in the program. So we really know what their intent is, but we need to probably get to one of them and see the drawings pretty soon.
And I would say to secure the knowledge that everything you're putting in there, that they know how to use.
Well, one of the most important things in their minds is the mechanical systems. And we explored with them, really just in general terms, four systems. And we certainly haven't decided on a system yet, but during the next phase, which is the problem solving phase, design development, we're going to get into every system, and we will need meetings with them during that phase. We're talking a lot about maintenance and operation and access with maintenance people, so we know exactly what they want. We just need to zero down on what mechanical system would be the right choice for the building.
Great. Right. So you're on top of it.
We think so.
Okay.
And we've got some meetings to come with them next week. If I can, just I'm going to preamble for just a moment. Uber's going to walk us through the scheme. I wanted to say that the meeting last night did start off a little spirited. There were some people here that seemed more of an energy mood in the beginning. At the end of the meeting, they were shaking our hands and hugging us and telling us what a great job we were doing, and we think we left on a good term. The main gripe last night was not enough parking. And Dr. Murphy said, okay, how many more cars do you want? And they said, we don't know, that's your job. So we've got some things tonight that we're going to show you that we believe if we meet with them again, we have actually satisfied that parking requirement. Mainly it had to do with visitors. There's 10 visitors on parking on the elementary school side and 17 on the middle school side. That's probably not going to be enough, but we've got a whole lot more in the circle of drop-off lanes that people can park in. So we think we have enough parking without adding to the pavement that we already have. One comment was about not enough play fields. But indeed, we have a big play field there. It looks huge in the river, as you see it in the left. A big ball field here and a football field there, and we've got some green space there. So we're not sure if they were really realizing how big the scale the drawings were, but they said not enough play fields. So not sure that's a rule.
Is that also another play field close to the cafeteria in the fifth grade wing?
The basketball.
Basketball.
These are hard courts here,
okay.
Hard courts there. Soft play fields and soft play fields there.
They said not enough play fields, but they wanted to turn a play field into a parking lot.
Exactly. So it was kind of some back and forth. And then the funny thing is there was more concern about the site plan. Once we got into the floor plans, started going about the rooms and the corners, they started going like, everybody was giving us thumbs up and all that kind of stuff.
And I'll concur. It was all about the parking.
It was all about
Once we got past the parking, it was a love fest.
It was
that parking that was the problem.
There was one kind of good comment last night that people can talk about, that maybe putting a control station out here, or at least inside of this. When you come into the building right there, they want to be sure that administration can see the parents and either flag them or wave them or stop them. They actually talked about almost an information kiosk or something like that. Not necessarily that we want to add a person out there, a paid person, but we can design that front. When we show them some interior renderings of how glassy that thing is, and then we can see everybody coming in, that might satisfy it. The idea of the teacher's lounge on the airport level, and then it came up again, and so we do have a room over there that could be turned into that. And then also, one last comment was, there was some concern from one person about Ocotillo being a cactus, and kids and cactuses not mixing too good. So we did mention that there's a wonderful rose garden that you have in Garcia, which is beautiful. Roses have thorns, but it's right by the front door. It works pretty well. So we have to take all of those things into consideration. But again, the meeting ended very positive. We didn't have a person that didn't come up to us and tell us what a great looking school this was going to be and how impressive it was. There was some concern about the traffic on Pasadena Norte, which we really can't control that.
Other than having a good fence.
Exactly, having a fence. And the one gentleman that was more concerned about how far it was going to have to walk, I asked him afterwards, his house is right here. He was right next door to the school, so he's going to walk every day. So anyway, Hugo's going to walk us through the two last schemes and talk about. We have actually incorporated some of their comments. And I do want y'all to know this. We mentioned to Jennifer last night. We didn't spend any time on it, but we have actually lined up the expansion joint and the retaining walls. And I think, Jennifer, when we get into it, we'll be satisfied. And it was a good comment. they follow each other now, so there's not going to be any differential summer or anything. We'll work on that in the next phase, but we actually moved a couple of rooms in order to line those things up.
Yeah. I'm just going to go over the comments we had last time. We'll present it to you all. And one of the comments from yesterday was regarding the parking requirements. And you guys have a set of drawings there.
What do we have here in front of us?
Those are basically the small comments, and I'm going to go through the process in terms of the changes. Comments happened yesterday and when we met with the board. And one of the comments that happened yesterday is it wasn't about not in that parking. But if you look at this location of the drop-off, what we did here, we're showing how many more parkings you can have if you park along this line. And we can have there, just so you have an idea, about 22 more parking spaces.
It's not a fire hazard?
The fire might be here, the line, the red line. More likely. We think it's going to be closer to the building, but at this point we're saying it might be the entire curb. But on this side, it should be clear. Now the width of these drop-off is 30 feet wide, so you can actually stack three cars side by side. And that's just to give an idea if it's required for some people to park there, you could do that. And just to give you another idea, on the opposite side, you could almost, along that line, you could almost park 16 cars. So there's areas that people can park inside the site without parking outside.
And you couldn't possibly, in the front where you've got that U-shaped drive for the bus drop-off, no. I think at one point one of your drawings had parking in that.
Already?
Uh-huh.
The problem, we just wanted to make it much more appealing as opposed to just having blacktop cars parked right against that.
But appealing isn't going to make those parents happy when they have nowhere to park. I mean, because I agree with you. I like a curb appeal. I like aesthetically pleasing, but...
The good thing about this design, there is plenty of space. For example, we can double this location.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
We can add more here. So there is plenty of space. Uh-huh. The idea is to keep budget within.
So I'd rather save this part.
And put it on those wings. Okay.
Would there be any problem with green certification?
Right now, we're actually over the requirements because we did two sites of visitors, so we're about, I think, 10 parking spaces over. So we might lose that point.
It only means we
want us to do less parking.
Not too overly concerned.
The LEED certification wants less parking.
I have most experience at CE because that's where my kids go, and CE has an abundance of parking, and it's still packed. At the back parking on Fifth Street and the front parking, and they still park on the side of the street, and they still park on the side of Fifth Street and Langhorne. It's just, it's crazy. It's because parents, especially when you're talking about pre-K through third, they don't just drop off their kids. They want to get down, they want to go and watch them have breakfast, they want to, so, and then when they have any kind of function, there's never any parking. Never. So I think that's what the thought on that was from people that were in the committee yesterday, but I can see where we wouldn't get the certification because it's a lot.
Well, we understand that parking is an issue. One of the things about LEED is that it wants to get people to start walking, using their bikes, things like that. First.
How is this going to affect, in case of an event where there's a lot of potential, how is this going to affect me?
Right.
Start complaining?
Honestly, like I said, parking lot is always going to be an issue because they want to drive. They don't want to walk, they want to ride their bikes. So, our suggestion might be, or we can definitely add parking as alternates and then that could be decided because, again, the budget, we're pushing it more and more every time we add something. So that would be an option that we can.
What about the parking lot over by the football field, the 50 staff parking?
Yes.
If you just filled that in almost all the way to the football field.
Well, there's some items here.
Or anywhere in there, if you just.
Yeah, we can definitely.
Totally expand.
Add more, you know, just
a little bit over here.
Yeah.
We can take as much as area as possible. Now the, I'm thinking maybe there's gonna be, I don't think we need to do it over here unless you all want us to do it. But for example, there might be another 10 parking lots here. And probably another 10, so that would be about 20 more.
I don't think that's gonna be ample. And if we're already losing the point for lead because we have too many now, it would seem like our point was gone. So we weren't going to get it back, so we could,
I think,
bump up as much as we wanted.
If I might, going to a lot of city council meetings, especially on the smart growth, the smart voting, how, you know, the idea of healthier communities, walking, you know, just so overall, how they used to design. Mm-hmm. The roads and everything before you have one boulevard, right, like which is Wrestler, and then everybody goes into, so that's where Wrestler gets congested. But if you start having where you have the northern pass, you have the other road, if you look like at the grid system which was developed way back when and how they designed that, I think there's parking alongside, well, like
bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I don't want to design the school where it's going to be just for one event. I think we need to look at make sure that, you know, there's walking capabilities. I mean, that's the thing that's pushing us. Some of our people in the room.
You know, getting people to try and walk is a great idea. The problem is the majority of people not going to happen, and we're going to get more complaints than pats on the back for getting LEED certification on our parking. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen.
Let me ask you this.
We're not going to say, oh, well, great, you guys got LEED for,
yeah, but we don't have
10 parking spaces instead of 12. I'm sorry.
What are we going to do? Put in 50 parking spots for, yeah. So yeah. When we have an
200.
Event.
Yeah, honestly.
Yes. Okay, then let's just have a parking lot and no landscaping.
So this play field, is it some sort of regulation size soccer field?
No, it was before we actually made it. It was a little bit smaller because it's for the little kids that can run that corner.
You know, what about if you're putting in a lot down over there? I don't know.
There's space at the
tons
of have the 50. Parking for staff. There's space there.
Okay.
And you know what? We can do alternates. We don't have to do them now. We can put an area where there's alternates, and
right.
If it really becomes a problem, we say we've planned for it. This is our additional parking.
That's
true. We don't have the budget right now, but we can make plans to do an alternate.
Yeah, leave the dirt.
We have more parking lots than Mesita on this one.
We certainly are meeting code. We are.
We're above fine.
We're above code.
Mesita has like 120 parking, and we have more than that. And Mesita is about the same size. It's about 800 right now.
This is going to be about 900 to 1,000.
But not initially.
No,
so
not initially.
But
alternate,
like you were saying.
Yeah, alternate. Once it grows out,
you know, people will vote for that bond. In the bond, here we're going to add parking.
Oh, I'll vote for that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What about the baby's playground? Where did the pre-K kids play?
Right.
It looks like a water faucet.
It is.
Is that? But am I look? That's what I'm looking. Where the water faucet is, the baby play yard. Okay.
Passing page 4.
This is new.
You can see that. The circle, there is an actual corral that will hold the kids as they come in.
And then the corral opens to a baby's play area. I think it's done really well.
And there's no problem that when they drop off the little kids and they walk in that side door that they never walk past an office. Nobody has a problem with that.
Well, the pre-Ks are greeted by teachers.
I don't care what they are, but nobody has a problem with that they don't go past
when
an
we
office.
Did, when we did the, if you remember, when we did the tour of Socorro, their pre-K had a corral. It was off on the side. It wasn't in the front. In fact, you don't want it in the front because you have.
But not so much the corral. I'm just talking about when you're in the parent room, drive them up to school, you stop, you walk into that little square. No, the corral's the play yard.
No, there's actually
this little, the pre-K waiting area.
Yes.
That is the corral, you mean? Okay.
And there'll be a teacher in there at the pre-K. They'll greet them.
Okay.
And they'll be corralled.
Okay. Okay.
Little Palomino.
Is it similar to the one at the high school? So there'll be room for people to like stop and get off and run back and then or run inside and there'll still be room for them to drive, right? Yes. Okay.
You can't park at the high school and get off.
No, he did say that.
No.
But the point is, it's wide enough to.
Everybody does.
Okay.
Everybody does.
You do.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Everybody does. I'll bet you. Everybody does.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. That one's got red on both curves.
For Mrs.
No, it doesn't. No, sir. No.
No, but no. The where people park is on the wrong side.
The one in the front, where the entrance is, no, you can park there. I mean, temporary, just to run in and out.
You're not.
You can. There's no red. I'm serious. I go there every day.
You rub it on. You know, guys, I think Mondo has a really good point. You don't build a church.
Yeah. Christmas.
You don't build a church for Easter Sunday. You know that on Easter Sunday you're going to have massive traffic issues. But you don't build the entire church for that one day. You build it for regular services in which you're going to have to.
That's funny.
That's a high school?
It's not red, the bus is parked here.
Right. I mean, we could put it in
like it's all red, and then there's like a gap for like one car, and then there's red again.
It's not a red.
I'm guilty of
that.
You should, because the fire department's going to give you a ticket.
That is a fire lane.
Why do the buses park there the other day?
Just because the buses
park
there.
No, I'm saying why do buses park there?
Look, when you go to Google Earth, you see cars parked there.
Yeah.
It's not red.
Yes, it's got red.
In fact, this is one of our buses parked there.
Is it? Yes.
It's a
part
that's closer to the
building.
That way the fire truck
is. Is it red?
I'm saying that's the...
You can't tell the color from the satellite.
I'm going to go drive over there real quick. I'll be right back. Take pictures and send them.
Can I go with you? She's going to go election day.
What, Aceda? Aceda had less parking lots election day. And they still managed it.
Wow, people were walking to
Aceda. Well, that's what the objective is. People need a walk.
But remember, we're 18 spots above code, and we'll put in alternates to add more if you need it. And if you guys want, Board Directs, he can already go ahead and add 10 spaces right now in the northwest and northeast.
I think that would satisfy a lot of the public comments, and then we have an alternate for more if we need it.
I would say put an alternate for parking. Once we build that, the capacity, we can add.
But sir, do we just want to go ahead and add 10 more right here?
I think not
as an alternate, as a basic plan.
I think we should.
I think we don't the public.
And then maybe 10 more over here? 10 here, 10 there?
10 and 5.
10 and 5. 15 more spots.
Then alternate for more.
And then alternate for more.
Yeah.
All right, 15 more spots.
Do most of the They want a lot of parking. We'll put it.
They'll love that. Well, we added 15 more spots.
I know. That's the only thing that's going to satisfy.
But that's not going to satisfy.
Not really anymore. So we have all connections.
They want like 50 to 100 more spots.
Yeah.
We're adding 15.
15?
Right, so without an alternate. And then the alternate.
Like a band aid.
I'm sorry, 15.
Yeah, but we'll put alternates to expand it. Once we build out, we can say, okay, we need, I'm okay.
Yes.
For both schools.
Yes, sir. With a kind of a separation. Park on the elementary side of the park, and then on the other side of the park.
Story. So that would
be smart.
Okay. So that the parking for the 61 staff is supposed to be elementary.
If I go drop off my kid at elementary school, I'll go drop them off in this one and then go.
You need to walk.
You know, there's another topic here that we used to stress in my middle school. We're talking about should they walk, should they not. There's another option, and that is encourage riding the bus.
You don't get the part there.
More bus ridership equals less of a problem with this as well.
Doesn't it? Don't they have like 2 mile radius or something like that?
They all bring.
I
mean, always.
2 point, like, or 1.9.
Yeah,
I don't get
like,
bus service.
You'll get a catcher on you in the short time.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to bring a bus into that compound.
No.
Get him used to it.
I said we just put
that
all
is smells on it. That's the greatest joke. That's super intense.
I know I'm making fun. I don't know if they can go to school. But I didn't know.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah? Okay.
Do you want me to get a skirt on there?
Well, I thought that was out for a performance.
The other thing that we did outside.
Oh, Miss Searles, you'll like this.
So the little ones have an option to go to the outside. If that's another route to the cafeteria.
Okay, can you tell it again, please,
Miss Searles? Here, we have some doors here for the
yes.
kids, and we created another walking access path for the little ones to get to the cafeteria.
That's nice. Okay.
That's another option.
Okay.
It's on page 4.
Sorry, here. We're showing right now the bleachers to be concrete. And what I wanted to show you here is in this other one. We rotated the basketball courts and did a couple of changes. Just to let you know that once we figure out the grading, there might be a little bit of changes throughout, but nothing that we are going to need. Just changes to one side or the other. So the grades are going to come out something like this in order to get the floor.
Is there a small place for the press box and stuff?
Oh.
You're kidding, right?
I wouldn't see a mess.
There is
no.
There's no press box.
No. This part here is going to be higher, so if you need to build
the microphone,
you'd be able to. Yeah, harder. So we have a press box.
It's kind of like El Paso High School where you have a level up there and then the concrete bleachers fall down, so it'd be easy just to put one up there on the top.
No. Yeah.
It has that same thing.
Just a little bit of added to based on those comments to get sound better.
I believe so. That's the concession stand, right? The little gold box, yeah.
And over here it is. On the floor plan.
Are you going to put the person in? I don't see what you're doing.
All right. The press box can be Carl.
Yes.
Between the two concrete bleachers at the top, could we put a pad, a concrete pad, that then we could put a table up there?
I should say we need to have something available for it.
But do we have it anyway?
We still have to have, somebody's going to be there.
So where's the person who did the announcing
of the... If we didn't announce, no action. I just went there the other day, and there's speakers, and you can
hear them. Yeah,
they're
taking the floor.
They do announce.
They do announce. You know what they're doing it, though? They're putting it, if you watch, they have an extension cord running from the... They're running from the concession stand.
To the field. See, that's not...
We'll put a pad up there with the electric.
Are you serious? That's how they do it?
Well, that's what they were doing.
Somebody sits. If you look, there. If you look up in the stand, there's a canopy. There's a canopy up in the stands, and there's somebody sitting right there calling the game from the top. That's where they have, it's just like a little umbrella over the person.
Nice.
We're very resourceful.
Only
and speakers.
The other comment that it was mentioned was regarding the expansion joint that was doing, going back. We actually corrected that, so now it's drained. And it lights up with the top and the bottom.
And Jennifer, are you comfortable with the expansion joints?
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay.
We still have some work to do on it.
That's all we need.
But we've got the basic, we needed to move a few rooms to make it work, and we did that.
This one showed the alternates, which you guys seen before.
The extra classroom.
Is that the extra classroom? Okay.
And then the alternate number two, with the science lab,
could you put number one next to number two so we can see what the difference in one and two is?
The alternates?
So one has two huge science labs, one has four classrooms.
This is alternate one over here. It just has the two rooms. That's it, because these two rooms are in the baseline. Alternate two has the four rooms, the two extra plus the two science labs. And I can tell you right now, it's very expensive. What did we figure last
night? It's expensive to build the science labs?
Yes. $1.3 million for alternate two that has the full meal deal. Adding just the two extra rooms is much cheaper.
Well, if we have alternate, we could add it later on.
Yeah. Well, all of it. Well.
How much?
I just don't want to have one of those like homework.
Never.
But is the band room is the same size, right? In both.
The only difference about alternate number two is that if you notice this distance here, is everything moving? Everything stays the same, just move up. So if we decide to go with alternate number two, we have to keep the gym closer to that ramp, which here is, you can see the difference. That might be something that we need some direction.
For the time, could there be an alternate three that took alternate two and put those science labs there but didn't have the classrooms yet?
This is the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, two of the rooms are already there.
Yes, I was going to ask that question. Would it be taking the four classrooms or just taking those? I'm asking.
Or I forgot the two were there. Or if you turned it over and put the classrooms first with the science labs to a build out, is that?
Yeah, we can do that. The only reason we, the science lab, because of all the mill work, maybe they don't need as much windows.
Mm-hmm.
But the classrooms
do. I understand. Okay.
I think they do. That's the only reason.
That's a good reason. Thank you.
Could we, if we went with option two, we could leave the space there for the shell of the science labs?
Yes.
And just add the classrooms?
Just, in other words, it would be this wall here and that wall.
Right.
Yeah, you could. Okay. That's an option.
You could shell out the two extra rooms, too, on the bottom right.
Yeah.
We could shell it all out.
Just so that we can not have to spend to do a modification. Yeah. Just spend on the inside.
There. Do the shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think.
We're going with alternate B.
Option two with just a shell, correct?
No, I thought we were going on alternate. Option scheme B, that one right there. And then?
No, but we're not talking about that yet, we're talking about the alternate. So that this is an important point. The board is asking for alternate two, which is the full deal. It's got the two science labs, the two extra rooms, but all of it shell.
Unless we find
funding. I mean, if we come and do it later, what's the cost going to be different? Is it going to be that much more?
Inflation. Oh, it's already shelled out.
If it's shelled out, it won't be that much.
Inflation.
If you can stuff in all the plumbing and the power and everything, it won't be that
That expensive.
Exactly.
And if it is shelled out, what's to keep the people who are in there during the interim period from deciding that's our new closet?
It'll become the one room.
If you know it will. I mean.
Well, you can lock it all up. Tornillo does it, and it's all locked out, and nobody can even get in. You literally could make it where there wasn't even a door in there.
Yeah, but you put furniture in storage. You put furniture in
storage.
The principal
uses
the
store. This is what I'm thinking. It'll never end up being a classroom. They'll
it will
claim it as storage. Okay, I'm good with it.
Then you guys seen the two renderings. The only difference we did on this one is we added a little bit of color on the entrances. That's a glass that you can change the color to any color that you want. And we made the cone, we're thinking it's going to be a metal kind of material on the outside. So it's kind of shiny and
no covenants against the shine?
That's, again, I think once we decide which team you all selected, then we're gonna meet with Fun and talk about the color and the China and see what they can accept and approve.
That was gonna be my question, because sometimes you would think if we had cleared it with Fun. I know they're very specific on the colors.
Yeah, no, we had a meeting month ago or something, and they were there and they actually liked
the
color.
They liked it, yeah.
They said that's a nice color, and we asked, well, what do you think is that your cabinet, is it?
And the metal doesn't have to be shiny. A lot of the copper is not really actually great.
Yeah, the deck, it actually is going to be shiny, so we don't reflect. We don't want it to be reflected.
Okay.
And you've seen this, the concept, the D3 already, and it's We gave you a couple more renderings. This is the entrance of D.1 for the elementary side. Ms. Searles, you were asking a question last time about the entrance of the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave you that it was, maybe there were some corners, hiding places. That's the entrance.
I can see the glass is open,
yeah,
yes.
It's basically open. And then this is the entrance to the gymnasium. Which is right here. Mm-hmm. Dr. Murphy asked us to, there was a question regarding maybe providing a ramp inside the courtyard. Mm-hmm. And what we were trying to tell Dr. Murphy that, first of all, it's too long and it's ugly, and that it's going to block nice views within that courtyard. So we did this rendering so you guys can understand what we're trying to do. This is the view from the interior of the courtyard with that ramp going all the way across. And this is the view we got, basically, that we're trying to show. This is the view from inside the common area, looking out towards the courtyard. There's the ramp. And there's another picture with that.
In the upper right-hand picture with the ramp, take your little red dot back to the left-hand, so that thing, what is that?
That's the Dr. Murphy's slide.
Second. This is the linear slide instead of the circular.
Oh, it's slide number two?
Slide number two. It's just an option.
Yeah.
One of the comments that we have heard, if you look at the interior, is that there's a lot of stairs and kids. And so getting up and down is an issue. And so we want to be as creative as possible. So we've already talked about the circular side inside, slide inside. And now here is a ramp option, and here is an exterior slide option. To just give multiple ways to get up and down between the two levels.
I'm curious, Dr. Murphy, what did the CBAC committee members think about this
slide? They loved
it.
Lily Maldonado was the only one that didn't like it, and I shouldn't be even using her name, I apologize. The teacher didn't like it because she said it would take too much time for the kids to go down the slide, which I thought was a bit negative. But the parents that were here thought it was a great idea.
The kids would enjoy it. In the picture without the slide, there looks like there's a little balcony.
Okay.
Is there a little balcony there?
Okay. That's when you have somebody like
a speaker. Yeah, you have your speaker.
I think the slide is kind of different and innovative, but I don't like the ramp. I think it's ugly. Yeah.
Do you have to do the ramp if you do the slide?
No. No, we just want
to. Yeah, it really does take away.
Yeah, it's costly.
Yeah, it gets too long.
And I actually would like a slide that isn't a tube there. So you can see the kids.
Yeah. Well, I think the ramp was to clear the way so that your special ed kids wouldn't feel like they didn't have any special thing on the inside.
They have a special thing now if they have that ramp.
And I don't care if you take it away or not, but I have to say I think the second slide, the second slide, you know, it's just like salt in the wound there. Well, you couldn't go on the slide inside, and guess what, kid? You're not going on the one outside either.
In the range.
We can't.
But I really like it. Look at the picture on the top left on the very last page. That is just a cool thing. You're standing at the window, and you see that slide going down.
What is the white thing at the top of the stairs, either with the slide or without the slide? No. Go to the bottom right.
It's the red button.
That.
It's a big person.
Is it?
Yes.
It's a person.
Okay.
It's a big person.
Sorry.
It's a crash test.
And that's not really going to be there, right?
It's the ghost.
Sorry.
It's the ghost.
It's
the ghost.
It's a statue.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like the mom or something, the little kid.
I don't know. I kind of like the ring.
Yeah, it looks like.
But
I'm fine without it.
That's okay. I do like the exterior slide. I like the two slides, the interior and the exterior slide. I think that's
can you do the ramp like this high? Like that instead of
the ramp looks like it's about 100 ramp looks like it's about 100 and some feet.
200. Jeez. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
which that's 60 yards.
I'm sure
okay, but back to,
like to go
that's what
that
I'm
one.
Thinking. But back to, if that is that long, how long is it then for the pre-K to get to the cafeteria?
Oh, yeah, the skateboarders would love that, Grant. Yeah, it's more of a risk, I think.
It's also a liability issue.
So if you have a 200... foot ramp, it's at least 200 feet for the little kids have that same walking.
I think it's more.
Think it's more? Okay. And nobody at the CBAC had a problem with that?
No.
Okay, then forget I even said it.
So get rid of the ramp, but the exterior slide's okay.
I'm fine with the slide, but the ramp is a little too long.
What if we do like a half pipe ramp? I mean, not a half pipe slide.
Yeah, so you can see the kids as they go down.
But concrete, can we do it?
Concrete?
Oh, or plastic?
Plastic.
McDonald's. I think needs to be
plastic
in case you guys need to take it out. In fact, you can put it later.
But does a half pipe become more of an issue because then the kids...
Yeah, I don't agree with
that. That's why they're actually most of them.
Do you know what's going to happen?
The kids.
Yeah. There's going to be kids grabbing on to the kids that they're sliding down. And okay.
Yeah, grab their little hoodie.
Right?
So just like you have it. So two
if
slides
you make it possible,
exterior,
they
no
will do it.
Two slides, interior, exterior, no ramp.
Never underestimate
the creative mischievousness of elementary kids.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Is this like a little balcony?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, what
they said.
That's how
the speaker goes
and speaks. All right,
cool.
When you step out the door, there's an area. Okay.
Wouldn't the side mess up the
amphitheater?
Well, it's huge, though. Look how far across that amphitheater is.
That's why I think it could be added later.
Yeah, I have to agree with Uko that once you get it,
once you get it,
you'll never get at it.
Maybe
if we don't put it.
Maybe you can tell later.
Yeah, because it is going to detract from
the presentation. But again,
the other part is that you're going to have kids during lunch break.
That's right.
Going up and down on that
remember,
slide.
We wanted to have an actually usable courtyard, an AUC. Putting that slide in there makes it an actually usable courtyard.
Are you
going to
go down that slide? Courtyard.
Absolutely.
Maybe if you moved it to the other side, where the glass wasn't.
Yeah, where the ramp was going to be actually clear that because of that balcony, it gave you a nice.
But does maybe. That balcony.
And what we're trying to do is when you slide here, go directly to the cafeteria.
To the okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes good
the
sense.
The other way, you hit the phone.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. You run into that white piece of wall.
And that's where the elementary school kids at. The other side is where the 8th grade special place is.
That 8th grade special place is actually.
And what is their special place?
Those are the science labs. Special place.
Oh.
Can't you get them out that door? Oh, no, that's the elevator.
Okay.
What
do you mean by a sculpture?
The idea is that kids, when they create sculpture or art, that they can display outside that courtyard.
And the courtyard is going to be completely open.
It'll have a different type of flooring than the rest of the courtyard, and there will be a door from the art room right out onto it.
Sometimes, there's art that is big enough to take it outside. It's pretty busy. itself to doing some tables. That would be the idea, to have people going out there and having lunch.
So two slides, no ramp. One interior, one exterior. But what's next, Cooper?
Guys, one thing that I think that if we go with the cone, is I think we ought to make it a little bit bigger, to where it's like the size of a classroom that the teacher could take their class in there. Either that, or for reading, what anything, something, whatever, that you could actually
right now
keep
the
one class in there.
Right now it is a reading area.
It's reading.
Yeah.
We can make it a little bit bigger.
What else?
A little bigger, because then we use the proportions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no way. Let's be fair.
I think you can fit 24 kids right now.
So you've got a classroom.
Right now, that's enough.
That's a classroom.
Because elementary, right?
Because
you see elementary?
Yeah.
Step up.
That's a classroom.
That's the intent. You can fit one whole little kids. They can fit small.
Three butts per seat.
That's bigger.
Three more feet.
How are we?
2 to 4 feet long.
How are we in budget?
25, 6 feet. Thinking so we can actually decorate up the wall of the space, actually put some kind of a decoration on.
Yes.
I like the rainforest idea.
The rainforest idea. And put actually, you know, stuff that they can learn about, such as the rainforest. And while they step up, they can be reading. Restaurant to donate some of this.
Here's, if I can say a couple things about the two schemes, one and three, since two's gone. Here's my question about one. One is looks much more like a school, and I think has some design features that are interesting, especially to kids. That's what we're about. How, and Ugo's not going to like this comment, this is a much stronger look. A much more substantial look, the three. My question is, how is this going to weather over the years? 10 years from now, are we still going to like that design as much as maybe something like that?
Will it be dated, is what you're saying?
Will this get dated, as opposed to this, which is much more classic? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will what?
It will become dated.
Oh, okay.
In the future, when it does turn into a middle school, is this more of a middle school look?
But what if architects start, I mean, because the way, from what I hear is going, I mean, especially on design-wise, you're starting to get more curves and everything, right? Especially with, like, the new programs.
You don't want curves.
I hear it's... Well, not in the inside bit. You don't know where design is going to go in the future.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
the one on the right is more classical. But I would, I mean, am I allowed to vote?
Yes.
I like the look.
But if you go, like, New York by Gary Brandon, I mean, you see those, and just the
you're
big one.
You're making Carl blush here.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
It's like Gary.
The material that we would have used here is very strong. It's a solid material. It's like a.
We already recommended one. I say one.
One, two. I think it's just really different.
I think it'll make it unique than any other.
Do we need a motion or what?
Yeah,
no. What, Jennifer? What do you think?
I personally would vote for three.
Our staff architect likes three. Why?
You know, I think it's more like if it turns into a middle school, it's like more grown up, can have like more university feel. I think it's very elegant. I think it will age well. I think the materials, because of the stones, will, you know, last. You know, sometimes when you paint things bright colors, while it looks nice in the beginning, a lot of those things, especially in El Paso with the UV, as much as they guarantee it.
Carl, you're going to want to be hearing this.
Sure. Oh, like it does tend to fade. So yeah, my vote is with three, but.
What if we put the flag from three on?
Oh, yeah.
We can't, huh?
Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Carl, can you talk for a minute about your thoughts about three versus one?
Was there a, excuse me, Dr. Murphy, did you come up with the budget, how we're in our budget first?
Yes, we did. This one's just calculated. We're about $2.5 million over.
Do we need a motion or?
With the alternate.
Three, with the alternate.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Going to have with the all the changes we have made, and 3.5 with the
yeah. Yes.
What changes caused it to go up to 2.5?
The additional square footage based on our program, we recommended it was 130,000 square feet, and from the feedback we got from everybody, the number of rooms requirements. In order to meet all your needs, it's 150,000 square feet.
The cafeteria got bigger.
Yeah.
We added some lounges. You know, we added some things.
Yeah,
some square footage just grew.
Okay. That's meeting everybody's requirement based on.
And is there a cost difference between 1 and 3?
Probably
not. No, we don't think so. We've been trying to see if we could identify something. We don't think so.
Okay.
Carl, can you talk about your thoughts between 1 and 3?
This one is, I didn't hear generous comments, but this one's a little bit more classical. It's not, it doesn't have the elementary school appeal that number one has. It's more classical, it's less, it's more formal, if you will, as a piece of architecture. So when we first came up with that, it was about 2 meetings ago, and there was a concern about the pointedness of the front entry. And so one way to resolve that point is we just put a curve on it. And that was the intent of this study, is just to see what would happen if we took the pointedness away from it. This one no longer has the pointedness that we were concerned about. So this one is not as noticeable, a little more classical.
The other thing I might add is that if you're doing a building that's like lead, sometimes you imagine a certain thing, so a lot of that has to do, and correct me if I'm wrong because I haven't done this in a while, but like has to do like with regional materials. So for example, this one has an opportunity like that stone, like where you can integrate some of our local stone or maybe stone from the site or something like that, and you can capture some points and maybe it goes like with that whole, you know, site-based kind of thing. There's an opportunity.
But Letty, we just convinced you about the third one.
We like the first one too.
I like the first one too.
It's got some refinements it's going to go through yet, but conceptually we think we have a chance to make a bigger statement.
Carl, what do you think as a seasoned architect regarding it getting dated with it, with the unique shapes?
Yeah, I don't really see anything dated there. The rest of the building is pretty simple. One of the nicest things about either one of these schemes, and again, we do, it's our favorite now, one, the nicest thing is going to be this big curved wall. We haven't even shown you a rendering yet inside of this space right here. When you walk into the building, you're going to have a magnificent feeling of this big curve thing leading you out there. And one of the things we talked to the community about last evening is this. It is this. When you're here, you're going to have an orientation of where you are in the building, and you're never going to lose that. A lot of schools we go into, you you go down the corridor a couple of 50 feet or so, and you don't know where you are.
Yeah.
When you're in this building, you're going to be able to see that atrium down those corridors. You're going to be able to see this building. It's going to be a tremendous.
Okay.
One of the things we haven't really focused on is orientation of where you are in the building.
Here's another crazy idea. On like option one, because a lot of the times you talk about option three is the prominence of the flag. Like, what if you were to put the flag and use like this cone as the base for the flag?
No? That is a crazy idea.
Yeah.
All right.
How are you
going to
get up there?
I don't know.
What are you crazy? That's exactly true. We haven't even thought of it. And there's other, investments that we can look at.
I'm sorry. I'd be up there trying to figure out how to put lights around it.
Can't we just stone on the cone?
That would look very nice.
We could do the
We do want to incorporate some stone in here. We've talked about Hill Country Modern for a long time. We want to incorporate some stone in here. One of the things that Uga and I were talking about yesterday afternoon, or this morning, is that we can actually light the cone so that at night when you pass by the school, you see something that, I don't know if you've driven by the Academic Services building that we did on Schuster before. It has some orange glass inside of it, and a lot of times they leave the atrium lights on at night. When you drive by that building, it's not just a solid mass building. You see the transparency, and you see this thing. So if we light the cone at night, it's going to be a beacon. We really like that.
The energy manager won't like that.
Go to the cone, take a left.
The real level.
LED lights.
And you can have some color inside of it, and people are going to remember when they drive by seeing that cone.
So it's called the Coronado cone?
Yeah.
Dr.
Murphy. Yes, yes.
Yes, we
we're
do.
We're getting
there. No. Dr. Murphy, we like the cone.
We already have majority, so.
I'm not listening to it.
Like the cone of silence.
The cone of friendship, the cone of silence.
Get smart.
Get smart.
Mr. Carter said it was an ice cream dispenser at the bottom. And actually, I think the kids would like that.
Well, I was going to ask Mr. Cardenas, with the board's permission, do you have any thoughts, Mr. Cardenas? Would you like to?
Personal thoughts, I can't speak for anybody else. I like B3. Cone's fine. B3 is more unconventional.
I understand.
So I like the height of the front, and it's one solid roof.
And that's one thing that keep low for little kids. Too high is not proportional. One of the things I mentioned, if we were designing a high school, definitely that would be the least.
And we'll do the next high school for you.
I noticed too that there are, with the cone, there's a second roof level. Mr. Carnish just pointed that out, whereas the other one has a single level.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing. This is so you can get some natural light within the major space of the library.
Uh huh. Where is the other one?
Those windows, though, they're just under the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I do. At their top.
It would be a little darker.
And even one can
number one is having this figure in there
too.
Yeah.
One can have those too. Also. One of the things y'all talked about at the very beginning too, I can remember meeting in the attorney's office when Reverend was telling us about vision. This is a really growing school district, and its image and its appreciation is improving. And so we think a school like this can take us a little bit. Make one step further, take a little bit of a chance, go a little bit beyond the envelope, and have something that people remember about the candidate and the school district.
I think both of them do that. But I'm fine. Let's go with number one. We need to go with number one.
Garcia is super nice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're being.
Okay, so Carl, can you talk through the modifications and thoughts that we've had over the last 20 minutes?
Yes, I can. The We're gonna add a few cars, 10 or so parking to the elementary school side and 5 or so side to some that we already have on the middle school side, so that when we do meet with the public again, we're not just ignoring them. We're gonna also tell them that we have 22 cars that they didn't realize the other night. We were not able to convey that to them. We have 22 cars in this circle, and we have some more. So when you add those and the cars we're gonna add, we're not exactly worried about the meet point now, so we're gonna do that. We're gonna add a concrete pad at the top of the playfield over here. We already have a nice sloping thing, sort of like that magnificent thing they have at El Paso High School in concrete bleachers. We'll add a pad at the top. We can even put a canopy on it. We have power, we have data. We can put some little screen walls behind it to block the wind and have almost a press box. The alternate that we're talking about is alternate number 2, but with a shell possibility. And then 2 slides, 1 interior, 1 exterior.
No ramp.
And no ramp. No ramp. And right now we're about $2.5 million over the budget. So
and scheme one.
And scheme one. And we need to work on balancing it or decide that we're going to spend more money. And that's kind of what the conceptual stage is all about, is getting that program input into here, into a layout, and then starting to work on the problems, systems, structural, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and also balancing the budget, working with the contract. We've already started a preliminary grading plan, but it's not right yet. We're working on that to make these 3 tiers. Basically, the site's going to have 3 tiers. The first tier is where you walk into it. The second tier is where this other level is, and the third tier is where the play field is. So it's really a 3-tier site. And then the 4th tier is down to the bottom. I do think the thing that a lot of people won't appreciate until they get in it is the fact that when they're in there, they're going to always know where they are. They're not going to get lost. It's the way it's designed. It's got a really good orientation.
We went to visit, that was a good point, when we went to visit the Socorro schools, sometimes
you get lost.
Couldn't get oriented in there.
And you're always going to have this curve in the atrium that is going to tell you where you are.
Like the library and the other schools, you know, where you are when you get to the library, you know what I mean? Right?
Okay.
I like the first one. Or whatever.
Would the board like to take any action?
Now, you do have this as an agenda item on Monday night, Ms. Searle, so we can do it tonight or we can do it on Monday.
We can do it tonight and we'll appeal on Monday night.
Precisely.
Oh, we are already posted there, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
To make a motion that we go with, what is it? Scheme D1?
With the modifications that Carl outlined?
With the modifications as presented by the administration.
And champagne taste.
I'll second.
I have one question. With this being the motion, if it comes back and it's really out of budget, do we have the ability to backtrack?
Yes, absolutely. This is a conceptual design. It's not cast in stone. If we're out of the budget, we have to take those choices jointly, make those decisions to get back in the budget.
Very good. Any other discussion or questions?
Board, just to let you know, upon approval, then we will be paying CDA the full fee for design and programming, which is where they'll be at. And then they'll go to design development and we'll start again.
Which is fair.
He's going to say something that embarrasses
him. And don't say?
You know what? I really like what y'all have done with the.
And I like the time frame you've done it in as well.
The reason is because we've had great input. If you remember, we told you in the beginning that we were good listeners, and that's what's helped us get to here, because every time we go to a meeting, people say things that we don't necessarily want to hear or like, but they give us good ideas, and we've been incorporating those a little at a time in here. This slide came from Dr. Murphy. We got all kinds of good ideas in this building. It just came from everybody in the community. And that's what we told you we were going to do from the beginning.
Yes, you did. Mr. Cardenas, do you think the CBAC, or Dr. Murphy, whoever was at the meeting last night, CBAC is happy with this plan?
Give him Letty a hard time. Scheme D1 is the one that's winning every time we're showing it.
Okay.
How much seating are we going to be able to get to go at Mr. Daniels at the football field? Enough?
I put it there real quick, but we should have it.
Yeah, what do we have at the middle school? Do we know? Actually, Aldereta is not quite enough because that's really lacking. We need to put more bleachers there.
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Get the dozen tonight rather than hang the plans for the new plan.
Yes, indeed.
Just take away from the view.
Yes, delete the ramp, two slides, everything.
That's what we've been doing each day.
That was the motion. So.
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. How thank you, sir.
That's all right.
You know what I mean? Carl's going to the top. And you guys can turn in the bill for the remaining design.
No, but thank you all very much.
You're thank right you, guys. Thank you all very much.
It takes a really good client and a decent architect to do a good building. We've got a really good start.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Ugo, can you leave some of the D1 schemes so we can show them off?
Yeah, all.
No, we don't want to confuse it.
No, we're just going to leave the D1s.
The D1s.
Yeah, we're just leave the D1s.
Okay. Tony, tomorrow or Monday, we're going to want to post them up a little nice somewhere. You know what? I'm not just joking. But his brother is Sonny.
I knew it was a trophy.
It should have been an interview question.
You knew it was a trophy.
This is going on at the high school. This is why it's so important in life. You know, Dr. Murphy, I don't know who you're talking about.
Jennifer, you're dismissed. You want to thank you very much.
Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
Just leave me D1.
They're awesome.
You want some, Tom?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You
want some?
You still have more meetings to go.
One more.
Yeah, and this one's ought to go like that. I'm happy.
Thank you for
very much, Mr. Daniels.
Thank you very much.
Great to see. Thank you for your timeliness. I am totally impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
This is not
finished.
Just waiting. I'm really happy.
Okay. Tonight's minutes are going to be real short. Can I add them to the agenda for approval so we can, for Monday's agenda? Okay, great. Regular Coke. He's drinking a regular Coke. I don't know about that. Yep.
Sergio, thank you for the approval. I think it's going to be a great school.
Yes, I loved it. I think we've got a great design. It's going to be a unique school. And you know what? I think we're not appreciating yet the inside of it. That entrance is going to be space. You know, that's one thing that the other schools that we went to,
so when are they going to bring
lack of space inside the common areas?
You mean the design development?
Didn't you?
I don't know how it's like 6 weeks or
the transition,
or whatever their time is. They're 3 weeks behind.
Yeah.
You know, just tilt the wall.
Of course,
they
have to spread
so much.
For one.
There's no personality. Yeah. There's no.
I agree. Yeah. Except for their ninth grade section.
Well, this is how much work I've done this week. I've used this whole tablet.
I like to give you a
hard time. I like you.
So cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that whenever you're ready, is so beautiful. Let's go.
We'll never get dated.
Never. It will be classic.
Beautiful. Yep.
Okay. Tony, could you take us? We're back into from our recess, and could you take us to 2A, please?
Yes, that will be discussion and possible action regarding 2012-13 Board Superintendent Goals.
Before we get to the 12-13 goals, I have pasted up the 11-12 goals, and I do just want to point out a couple highlights. We have met our goals in stellar fashion this year, with the exception of some of these asterisk goals. We certainly did all that stuff the state wanted us to do regarding the testing, and we certainly got our superior rating on FIRST. which we now know we also got again. And Letty and Rachel, you might want to spend for a minute, so I'm going to go through this. One of the things I'm very proud of is we know that we met our strong attendance goal. We had not met our goal last year. Remember, our attendance stayed static during my first full year as superintendent. But this year, we did increase by 0.5, and we hit exactly 95.6, and that has been verified by the state. So that equals more funding to the schools and also more seat time for the kids. So our overall attendance is 95.6, up 0.5 from last year. We also have hit our completion and our graduation rates, and we actually blew those away. Our completion rate, I'm sorry, it's sitting right over here, was
92.
Right here. Our completion rate goal was 88%. And we actually, the preliminary, and that's what the two asterisks are, is they're preliminary. Our preliminary completion rate is 91.2, so we're way over the 88. And our graduation rate, which we wanted to hit 82, is at 86.5. So we knocked it way out of the park on both of those. Now, those are preliminary numbers, but we're very proud of these items. As far as our career and college readiness, we hit all our goals. There's no asterisks. 80% applied for financial aid. We were over the top on scholarships. I don't know the exact number, but I think it was closer to 7 million, and we were only trying to hit 6.5. Everybody applied for college. Everybody took a college entrance exam, the whole thing. So we had our showcase at the end of the year with all those wonderful visual arts and theater arts. Rachel, you went to that and had that great experience, and that really helped us meet some of our goals as well. Some of the goals that we're still unsure about, we do not have our PBMAS scores yet, so we cannot mark that we're fully completed there. We do not have our cohort classifications yet to see if the kids actually move forward at a higher rate than we did last year with less retention. Well, we won't know that really until September. The star chart occurs in August, so we don't have an ending item there. But we did implement 20 of the 21 items for our career and technology year one plan. Remember, the one item that we never did was adding restrooms to the cafe back here. We just never got around to doing that. And I don't know if you really can blame Pat Araujo for not getting those restrooms built. We added so much, though. We added the certification programs, funding, teachers. And she is right now writing out the components. In fact, I talked to her yesterday for year two, and that's on her goals. As far as our community involvement, we hit all our goals about the DAC, which was very active this year. And then our big thing was our surveys. Tons of surveys. We hit those goals. Our No Place for Hate 2 years in a row. The only district in West Texas to have No Place for Hate designation district-wide. We don't know yet if our greatschools.com goes to a 6. They have not rolled out the new scores. We're still sitting at a 5, so we're not sure if we're actually going to meet that goal. On the business side of the house, we met all our goals with the exception of two asterisks. Our bond, yes, we moved forward on our bond, but yet it was rocky. Rockier than we hope that it will be next year for sure. But we did move forward. And then also with the Teams conversion, we put asterisks on both of those because we still feel they're very much in process. But overall, I think we've done a really good job, and I will be looking forward to reporting to you about PBMAS, about our cohort classifications, about our star chart as they come forward later this year. So we did a very good job in meeting our goals for this year.
What was the goal about eliminating the budget amendments?
It's in next year's goal. It's on this list. What we worked on specifically in finance was procurement, working better with procurement and fundraising. And I know we did much better on fundraising, even though we had that tough spot with the high school athletics. And we are going to continue those for next year. Any questions about these goals? Okay. When you do your summative evaluation of the superintendent next month, you will be evaluating me on these goals as you go through, Ms. Searles, and you'll have the opportunity to evaluate me on this in August. And I don't know if by then, Ms. Brigham, will we have PBMAS?
I don't think so. If we do, we'll have it at the end of August, but they usually come in around right
so
after
So there might
Labor
be a
Day.
Couple that you're still short on, but you'll have the large majority. Okay. Ms. Brigham, will you drive? So the board has already seen the options for the goals for 2012-13. And this version here was given to you on Monday night in the green folder. And it has all the revisions that the board had asked for in the previous. And I don't know, Ms. Searles, if you want me to read every one of
no.
them or just take questions or what is it that you would have me do?
I think that we have all had since March to look at these, to read them, to see all the revisions, the growth, the process that they've made. So I think a better effort might be. Does anybody have any questions? And naturally, I do.
I have a comment.
Yes, Ms.
Gilson. On the last page, the community and parent
engagement,
there's a item number.
Page four.
Yes. Item number four. I think this is it was an eye-opener. You know, Mr. Coronado was right on the money. Those student surveys told us exactly, and it wasn't at one campus, it was at all campuses. We're starting out with a new service director, and I hope, you know, that the student surveys are shared with this new person, and that we really look at this. So most of our kids, you know, these are the only meals they really balance meals they get.
I was on the interviews for the research director, and one of the things also that's coming up, which I think you're all aware of, is all the different requirements that have been brought up by the federal government. So it's going to even be such an increased challenge to get this in, but I really think the person that we're looking at is very kid-focused, and I know that she has experience in food service, and she has been working on creating menus that are pleasing to kids and also meet the guidelines. So I know that is going to be a goal that is going to take some work. So I do, but I will definitely, you know,
Mendoza, one of the things we could do on number four is we could add another sentence that says to the point where next year's survey is better. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, the standard, yes. If we meet it, would be.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Is that good for you?
Yeah, I just think it's really vital, because how many times can you feed kids nachos? Like, really?
The only thing you can feed them every day is pizza.
And corn.
Corn. What we could do is
this person considered a new idea.
Yeah. Yes,
I have a question. Do we know how much longer we're gonna? Do we have to reapply, or do we know when it's up for the?
I do believe it. That is total. It also is referential, right?
It is.
I do believe the last year was a reevaluation. But I will absolutely check with you and get back with you and put that in an information packet. I do believe it just went in last year, so I think we're okay for another 2 years. So that's 3 years. I think this year is year one, and then we have another 3 years.
And then, like, what would be the cost to do something like what they did at Clint? Because it's really awesome.
With the cafes and all of that.
It is so neat what they did. I mean, I don't know what their lunch program is, if it's similar to ours, I don't know, but what they did, it's like night and day, and the kids are like so happy over there. I don't know what the cost was, but maybe you might want to explore that.
I do know that when schools do that, when I was in Houston, a lot of schools did that. Mm-hmm. It's through a third-party vendor, mm-hmm. like Taco Bell or PepsiCo comes in, and
it's
they
like Sodexo.
And they set up all of that.
Sodexo.
And one of the drawbacks of it is it takes a lot of the authority from the school district away because it goes to the vendor, and they run it for profit.
But you do get to keep, I remember looking into this years ago, you do get to keep your own employees. They don't run off your... your help.
You get to keep somebody your... from Flint.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting.
Okay.
To hear her perspective, that it was some things that it was interesting to see, but like some of the things that she did not have as far as the federal application and, so we're at a point now we still need that, so.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, the kids like, right?
All right, so on number four, I will add a metric that says that the survey results will improve next year, and that would be a goal.
What we could also do is add on or implement and enforce a healthy, pleasing, and positive nutrition program.
Well, then, yeah.
But they like it.
Do you know what, Dr. Murphy? And not only that,
but... Sushi bar.
That's what I was going to say. Sushi bar.
I mean, even at Brown... Their lunch is awesome compared to our middle schools.
And not only the middle schools, it's different at each middle school.
Yeah.
And different at each elementary school.
Well, we have the chance to make this better, getting a whole new person in. So Dr. Murphy, give us...
Are we telling the board who we're recommending, or are we not at that point yet?
Wow. Is it coming on Monday?
No. I don't think because I've checked references, the references have checked fine. So I know...
If it's on the agenda.
No, it's not on the agenda.
I know it's moved forward. The only thing is, the references have all been checked. They came back fine. So now it's in HR. She's just at the... So, yeah.
So can you tell her?
Is this a position that has to be approved by the board?
No.
Is that the feeling? No, I didn't think
it was. It does not. This
okay.
does not.
No.
Directors, principals. Let's put it on the agenda for Monday night close to at least discuss it.
I would tell, is it on the agenda for the AP for AMS on Monday night?
No.
Are you going to want action after?
It was already ready.
There's no personnel.
Yes, we have somebody for AMS assistance.
But it's not on the agenda.
Guys, we're getting up.
Put both of those on Monday nights, if possible.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Figure out through HR. What you
Thank you,
on.
Mr. Cornada, yeah. for bringing us back
both
to our...
Are pleasing, positive okay. nutrition. Yes.
Ms. Mendoza, any other comments on the...
No, I just like the additional statement that the food service portion of the student surveys will improve.
Okay,
all
right.
Yeah, let's have that.
And then can you also address that about district-wide? Because one campus serves one thing and then the other one might not bake in one campus.
That's uniform.
I'll highlight the uniformity.
It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That is uniform.
Perfect. Thank you. All right.
Rachel, anything? On any of this slide?
Yes. Dr. Murphy, I think I am ready for it, but...
Number one, meet all required accountability measures with emphasis on recognizing the employee status or its new equivalent. So I haven't, because the problem is, I left them a little vague because we're not exactly sure what's going to happen, but meet all required accountability measures.
Is that good for you, Liz? On any of the other pages?
That's it.
Lando? Okay, Lindy.
Did you increase the...
It's 95.6, which is a 0.5 increase. What do you think?
Well, by 5.5.
Or how about just going to 96?
Okay.
What about the 96?
Great audit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to add under our academic goals statement that all programs will be evaluated according to policies BQ, local, and legal.
BQ, local,
and legal. Under academic goal statement, so it'll be number 15 now, I think.
BQ,
legal, and local. And they are?
All academic what? Programs, goals, which is all academic.
Academic programs. And the criteria is found right in the policy. And that an annual report will be made according to the policy, too.
Yeah.
What about having like a better audit and not
external audit?
Yeah, and not actually, how do you say it, not consecutive audit.
Oh, recurring.
Recurring.
Nope. Okay, no, that'll be on the finance.
Okay, no recurring audit findings, external audit findings. Meaning anything that was last year will be addressed to the point where it doesn't occur again.
And minimize that amount that we have.
With and minimal overall.
And we all just asked about the budget amendments. They're number 5 under personnel decision.
So, Mondo, no recurring external audit findings, comma, with minimal overall findings. And management
with that decrease.
And it,
but
okay,
we're
with
not
a
saying,
decrease.
We're not saying
that.
There's no recurring, and it has to be a decrease from this.
Yeah.
So if you add 5, we should have 4.
And then I think also a decrease on management notes. What do they call those things? The sub findings.
On number 7 under finance,
yes.
I believe, Mr. Port, this is over a 2-year period to get those marquees and the buses. I thought we were getting those this year. We budgeted for them, so they need to be had in this budget year.
But I don't think we budgeted enough money for all of it. We'll have to come back next year in the fund balance discussion and get a second piece.
How about balance?
Then we
our
do $230,000
for
bus and marquees. We did $150,000 for the bus and $80,000 for marquees.
That's not enough for the marquees.
Not for the bus?
For the bus, yes.
Okay.
But we had for 2 buses, we're only going to get
one. Oh, so only one bus.
Yeah.
So 2 years will allow us to get
that. Yeah, 2 years we could knock it out.
Okay. But, I mean, these are only the goals. I don't mean to muddy the water. I'm just trying to keep us.
Well, we're not
going to
say that at least 50% of all bus and marquee will be done.
Because when you read back to the policy about what these goals are supposed to do, and as you know, we're behind the curve because the goals should have driven the budget, not the budget the goals. That we made a budget, and in that year's budget, these should be bought, and the goal should be accomplished.
So we will accomplish at least 50% of.
We'll do one bus?
Yeah, no, just.
We do one bus and
but
then.
But it depends on what type of bus we want to get.
Well, a big bus. A big nice bus.
Fire bus.
Don't you want a big nice bus? Was that your thought?
I think we need to ask the. Well, not necessarily transportation, but also we need to ask the organizations that would use that, hey, would you rather get one nice bus this year, or would you rather us refurbish to have two buses? I've talked to some people, and they say they'd rather say, we know that some of these buses will be designated for more for use for some organization, but I think the consensus that I've, at least that I've heard from people is, but they'd rather get one nice bus and wait for us to add on, even to the fact that they know that not everybody's
okay.
going to get serviced. But
so maybe we can
I don't
revise.
Know, but we can ask people, the other organizations, to find out what their preferences are.
That we get
are.
One nice bus yeah. instead of two semi. Anyhow, I just saw that as a problem, is 2 years in a one-year plan and 2 years in a one-year budget year. So however you want to. Deal with it. That was, it just seemed not to flow with the rest of the plan.
I think if we added some sort of clause that said with at least 50% of the issue being taken care of.
Whatever you'd like.
All right, thank you.
I think that was all. And, you know, one of my problems too, Dr. Murphy, is each one of these should have a number with it, a dollar amount. These should have all had a dollar amount so that when we did the budget, as you know, the goals drive the budget, not the budget, the goals.
But they're not written for dollar amounts.
No, I know they're not, but they should be. We should have, are you following me, that per policy,
you and I had talked about this, though, that we were going to go
yes,
ahead and do it this way.
But I guess for future, okay. For future, these should have. And that way we don't have the case of after the thought or after the fact purchases. That, you know, we've got goals, we've got a budget that drives the goals, and at the end of the year the budget ought to be used up, the goals ought to be accomplished, and we move on to the next
yes.
level.
Yes, Monica.
No, I'll finish it again.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to, on number six, you incorporated,
what page?
Page one, under academic goals. You incorporated several of what you had here into one, but I noticed that Northwest is staying the same. Do you want to leave it at 60? We did meet that goal, but we worked on it.
Okay, I had a long discussion with Ms. Sabina about that because I was all about, well, let's go to 78, and she feels she needs one more year. She barely made 60%. In fact, she made like 59.5 and then it rounded, and she strongly desires one more year of 60.
Or
65?
65.
All right, Mom, I can do that.
One more with regards to this, when is the board going to get the report from Natchez and High School, final report regarding everything that we always get? We haven't gotten one.
Yeah.
That's just fine. You got the high school.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We don't have Natchez.
Ms. Aguirre, we had a question. On the external audit, the major issues are findings. The minor issues are management notes.
Management points, yes.
Management points.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That's what we wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Sergio?
I think we've got a good working.
Not the sushi bar?
No sushi bar.
Sorry.
I'll get the Natchez report, although I do know Ms. Sabina right now is on vacation.
Okay.
But I'll get it. And you did get the high school.
Yeah. You know what? I know I have it. I just, you know how Ms. Escobedo presented last year, so that's right.
If nobody has any more suggestions, I'd like to move that we. Yes, sir.
One thing I do want to point out, and that I think for us as a district, to is item number four on page three.
I think we really need to focus on not more of, I think, being better listeners and also with the parents, employees, and employees with the parents, employees with students, teachers with students, teachers with parents, teachers with the public. I think at all levels, we need to emphasize our customer service. We need to be, you know, I the vision I have for us is that when anybody from outside the district comes to any of our schools or campuses, they will know it.
And they won't forget.
And won't forget.
And that they will answer.
That they were treated with respect, courtesy, at all times, and
on the phone as well.
Attention and listen.
You know, one thing that comes to my mind when you say that is if that does that, when that does not occur, by putting this goal in here, not only are we training and all that, when we do write-ups and things like that, we can specifically now reference goal 4 on page 3 about it now that we have it. We didn't have it before. Mm-hmm. Now we have it. It gives it even more teeth.
Dr. Murphy, let me ask you also, on page 1, number 5, the Region 19 MOU, mm-hmm. will that cost us anything?
No, ma'am. And I've asked about that. It's simply a cooperation agreement that they emphasize enrollment in KNUTO ISD to their pre-K, to their Head Start kids as they come into pre-K, and that they allow us to go in there and talk about our pre-K and kindergarten programs as those kids go in, and then also community efforts in our community to emphasize the new Head Start program that we have. So it's kind of a margarita thing where it's just cooperation.
They've taken away their portables.
Okay, we checked on the portables again. They have made an offer on land in the Lower Valley, and as soon as they get the land, they will move the portables to that land. But we're waiting for them to procure that land. They've made an offer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Linda.
Do you have more questions? Are you going to make a motion? Dr. Murphy. I know that I just mentioned that right now, but on the first one, page 1, number 1, you put there little or no slippage. I think that TEA was the
it's just so hard. I put, if you'll one. Give me better language, but it's hard to gauge what the scores this year are compared to next year with all the new standards. So I didn't know, if you want to help me, I didn't know exactly how to write that. I agree, it's kind of nebulous. But
we're going to get the standards passing standards not until we don't even expect the earliest is the end of the
month. Well, you know that they're going to keep increasing but I mean they were very low in and if we had same way if we had the TA had really considered those scores a lot of our students would have still not passed compared to our passing scores.
Correct. We made lists again on Monday. Our district did not make AYP, as did, the feeling is Tornillo is the only district in Region 19 that made AYP.
Didn't we ask to
make it
at
all?
Wasn't that one of our goals?
No, we did not have that as a goal this year, number one.
We only did put it in for the next.
Yes, we have it for the next.
Zamiat
made it, Garcia made it, and KNUTO Elementary made it.
You see, and if it's going to be increasing, the standards are going to be increasing. See, and I don't like that little or no slippage as compared to what?
See, but as compared to what?
But there,
to
the you see, but there's no percentage.
How about well, as compared to the region?
Guys, AYP?
It's going away.
It's an accountability standard.
Well, yeah, but we still have students.
We still have students that are measured on tax.
I hear you, but
we still have students that are measured on tax.
It is. Their configuration on meeting that is totally off. I'm sorry, but this is a federal standard.
Whether you like it or not.
they are completely off the mark. That's what everybody across the board doesn't make it.
But let's.
It's
but
nonsensical.
First off,
it is nonsensical.
Our goal: meet all required accountability measures.
Is it good or bad if we meet it?
It's great if we meet it.
Okay, then let's put it.
But it's almost. It's. Well, I'll give you a perfect example: the 2-3% special ed cap. If we would have all this crap that's in the newspaper right now, if we would have gerrymandered to where we actually could have even had a chance to meet the 2-3% cap, we would have had to do things that were illegal.
Yeah, but
that's how hard it was.
But some of them use TPM too.
But not this year. Those
don't
TPM.
But some of them use TPM.
And we refused to do that. We would have had to take low functioning special ed kids and give them the regular tax test. We're just not going to do that. And so we gave them the test that they were supposed to get,
No one asked for them to be given a regular test. If they're going by ARP.
Correct.
Exactly.
But we missed that mark by about 50 kids.
We got too many.
There would have been no way to meet that.
Yeah, it's not fair for us.
No,
it's nonsensical. It's not. To me, that's nonsensical.
But we do have meet all required accountability measures. Mondo, you were going to say something about region. We did come in third in the region on our scores. We beat ETISD on our scores by 1 point. The only two districts that beat us were Socorro and Isleta. We beat Fabens, we beat San Eli, and we beat El Paso ISD. Okay, you want me to write it instead of slippage to say that we will be one of the top three districts in the region regarding our scholarship?
All right.
But they're getting harder. Scores are getting, it's getting harder.
And what was the discrepancy between 2 and 3?
1 point.
That's all we need?
Oh, no. Between 3 and 4, it was only 1 point. So
no, I mean 3 and 2.
It was quite a bit.
Yeah. That's why I asked.
So how about top three in the region?
You're not using 2 and 3, you're using 3.
Yeah. How about top three in the region? Top two is really rough.
Of course it is.
I'm fine with maintaining top three. That keeps us from slipping. Is that the slippage?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point.
Come on,
top two. Top. We won't meet it.
He wants
it. Just to be realistic.
Give us the money of his letter, I guess.
Okay, I'll do that. We will maintain top three status. That's okay.
And I have another goal, and I don't know where it needs to be added, but I talked to you about this today, Dr. Murphy. I really like having these Friday packets come early instead of 6 to 8 at night on Friday evenings.
When we hire, Tony and I were talking about it today, uh-huh. when Ms. Brigham gets her administrative assistant, which is going to personnel this next week.
And that looks...
Posted next week. We're looking at, I'm having Tony help me with the job description, see if there's anything we need to add to the job description, and then once I get, we'll be posting.
And once we get the two executive...
we didn't approve it.
It is. But I would like to add this as a goal. It's not, we got a whole year to do it.
That when we get the two executive administrative assistant type positions, that the four of us, the two of them and Annette and I, can work together to move the package Thursday.
Exactly.
But it's a process. How about we say, beginning second semester?
No.
Beginning second six weeks?
I think as soon as that means,
yeah.
He or she.
Uh-huh.
But then there's a training.
Well, you can make some excuses for a while, okay.
Well, then give me a date. No, let's be by October 1st.
Sure.
October 1st.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That would be under the business.
It's the earliest.
Okay, under the.
We're going to have to go through testing. I'm just trying to say this is. So we're not talking about the end of August, middle of August, that I might get somebody.
How about?
At the earliest, middle of August.
Okay.
The earliest.
So they've got September. They got all of September
right.
to figure it out.
That's, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
October 4th.
And then, are you
okay.
Yes, she's moving into the nice office whether she likes it or not.
Because if you don't want it, then we can give it to her.
I already have that opinion.
We're working on. We took a big tour of the building this week, and we're working on all that.
What about the reorganization?
We're starting to work on that too.
Does it go on the goals?
No, I don't think this one. I believe you're doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I move to adopt the goals as.
With the modifications.
Written with the modifications. Everybody's happy?
Thank you.
Thank you, Letty.
Can I have just one more suggestion?
Only
now that we're getting a second picture auditor, I'd like to be able to advertise more, not just to the employees, but to the community as a whole, that we have this available.
I told Dr. Murphy this.
The hotline, the whole,
I asked even
if we
put an ad in the
newspaper. Kind of gone quiet.
That's because we've got it.
Then we would not advertise, but that there would be a PR
the hotline.
Thing in the newspaper that said that, you know, Kenny Tio has gone over and above an internal auditor. Mm-hmm. We actually took a step to have a staff auditor.
I know that the employees know about the hotline and all this stuff, but the community as a whole does not. And so, Lauren, I think you're probably right in that we maybe in the
envisions,
you know, write up a story about that this office is available.
You know
to
what?
Community.
Aren't we supposed? We should do a press release of our new internal auditor and how
what
our function
is. That person going to be the staff auditor?
Yes,
I do believe that person's coming on. Is that what they're?
Yeah, it's posted. And
I think they're going to be.
There's an item on.
This guy's
going to
okay.
New orientation. I think it's next week.
But he's already been hired. She's already been.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Under with all the negative.
It would
nice to have a story.
How about a whole goal about ethics and hotline and how we're going to have the
big
great
story?
That'd
sure.
Be great.
But we need a story.
Promotion.
We need a Hector's picture
and
a nice
story. Of all
story.
The positive and
yes.
And the
courier?
The courier
and Elvis.
Because the courier is local.
Uh-huh. But both of them. And the courier always does this right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think both.
Yeah,
I think we should do already announced Hector and how we have a promotion set up. And then later on, once we hire the other one, it's like we're fully on board now.
True story, when I arrived.
Hang on, Dr. Murphy, point order. We got a motion and a second on the floor to do this. Let's do this and then go forward.
I probably shouldn't tell you the story.
Okay.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dr. Murphy. These are very nice.
Yeah,
to Dr. Murphy's story.
Are you going
when to? When I arrived at EPISD, I was tasked with being on the.
That takes us to adjournment.